USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Hamas released an additional 12 hostages as part of the extended ceasefire with Israel. The temporary pause in fighting was prolonged for an extra 2 days. 30 Palestinian detainees, including 15 women and 15 minor males, are set to be released from Israeli prisons. CIA Director Bill Burns is reportedly in Qatar for discussions with his Israeli and Egyptian counterparts on a potential further extension of the truce. Despite these developments, both sides claim violations of the ceasefire agreement. GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race.
You know, look at what's going on right now domestically. I mean, what he's done to our country, and he's not in control. He does not know what's going on.
The former White House physician, a Texas Republican, who previously provided President Trump with perfect health scores, expressed concern about the 81-year-old commander-in-chief, suggesting that the situation may be too challenging for him to manage. New York City school officials are preparing for a teacher's return to a Queens high school after pro-Palestinian students rallied inside the building. School's deputy chancellor, Dan Weisberg, says a safety plan is in place at Hillcrest High School in Jamaica after chaos broke out when students discovered a ninth grade teacher who is Jewish posted a pro-Israeli photo on her social media page.
We're going to make sure that teacher is back doing what she loves and that she is safe in doing so. And there are already plans being made to make sure she doesn't just come back and is safe, but is welcome.
Officials say the teacher was not near the demonstration, adding it got out of hand because some students took advantage of the chaos. This might be the best bowl game of the year, not because of the teams, but because of the mascot. Whichever team wins the Pop-Tarts Bowl this year gets to eat a giant Pop-Tart. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
The groundbreaking debate between California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis drops this week. The Governor Go-Round is part of a two-hour Hannity special that will put a spotlight on the two governors' leadership viewpoints in their states. The Los Angeles Times is taking the city of Los Angeles to court. The newspaper filed a petition in order to obtain records of sexual harassment and other alleged misconduct by members of the Los Angeles Fire Department. The paper claims the city is wrongfully withholding public information that should be freely available under the California Public Records Act. Musicians Hall & Oates, in a career of nearly 50 years, now Hall is suing Oates over their catalog. Lance Pry has more.
Musician Daryl Hall's lawsuit against music partner John Oates is exposing the music rights business, something we don't see very often on what actually takes place. The growth of music streaming music, coupled with the increase in licensing opportunities in TV shows, movies, video games, etc., is increasing the value of holding song rights and making them lucrative investments. Hall's lawsuit against Oates is an attempt to stop the sale of some original music rights. Years ago, Hall & Oates sold some of their catalog. Now it appears that Oates recently agreed to sell at least some of his remaining rights. Katy Perry sold her catalog recently for $225 million outright.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.